It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad we're back together again. I brought a couple bags with me today, and I want you to see what's in them. Yep. Here's something from the first one. Just put it right down there. Slipper. Mm-hmm. Look at this one. These are different things that people put on their feet. Yep. Now, in the second bag, there's some that match them. And it's our trick to find out where they go. Where will this one go? Beside this one. There, that makes a pair. How about this one? Where does it go? There. And how about this one? I'm gonna go right down there. Pair of shoes. I saved these for last because I want you to meet a person who wears this kind of shoe to do the work that he does. Mm-hmm. I have a picture of him. His name is Alan Morrison. And his job is playing the pipe organ. And I want you to meet him and hear him play. He's been a friend of mine since he was a little boy. So I'd like to take you and introduce you to him. He knows we're coming, and I told him that I'd bring his shoes back to him. So let's just go to meet Alan Morrison and hear him play the pipe organ. Come along. Is this a good time to visit?
Oh, sure. I'm glad you came.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor. This is Alan Morrison.
Hi.
Brought your shoes back. Thank you for loaning them to me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm wearing my other pair today.
Where would you like me to put them?
Oh, you just set them right down there.
Okay. This is just a beautiful organ, isn't it?
It really is. It's quite an instrument.
Well, I know that you play very fancy things, but I was just wondering if you could think of something that you learned when you were just starting to play the organ.
Sure. I still play it today. It's one of my favorite pieces from Handel's Water Music.
I just noticed when you were playing it, you pulled something out there and pushed something in.
Yes, that's a stop. All these knobs control the different sounds of the organ. The pipes, all sizes and shapes.
Ah. Could you show me the difference of how it was?
And sure. I'll pull it on.
Uh-huh. Now, the pipes, I guess, or someplace else, and this makes the air go through them, is that it?
Why, yes, they're all up in the wall and the ceiling. Would you like to see them?
I would. Could you take it?
Sure, follow me. They're right up these stairs.
Oh, okay. Pipes.
Oh, there are many thousands more.
Thousands?
Oh, sure.
Gracious, they're enormous.
Here's some smaller ones. You can see how they work. The air blows up through the bottom and out through the mouth.
Oh, they come out?
Sure. Have to be careful.
That's lovely.
Would you like to try one?
Sure.
Just lift it out.
Can we play them together?
Sure.
Oh, thank you for that.
When I press a key on the organ, mm-hmm. it sends a signal up here to send air through the pipe to make the sound.
So every one of the keys down there would correspond to one of these pipes?
Right, right.
Would you play some more keys?
Sure,
for
I'd love to.
So we can hear some more air go through these pipes.
Sure.
It's beautiful. Now I can really appreciate this better. Those pipes that we were playing, how would you make them play now from here?
Say I was playing an A-flat. Uh-huh. I believe you were playing a C.
Okay, you play yours and I'll play mine. Hello up there. Oh, that's great. You know, I brought those shoes. I was wondering if you had any piece that used a whole lot of footwork, you know, a lot of pedal work.
As a matter of fact, there is.
Yeah.
I've been working on it very hard.
What's it called?
It's called Pageant by Leo Sowerby, an American composer.
Could I hear some
sure.
of it?
Thank you.
isn't that hard to play. My goodness, you were holding on to this whole thing while you were doing
it. So I don't fall.
So you don't fall. And your feet, it looked to me as if you were playing two at once on one foot.
I was. That's why I have my special shoes that you brought me.
How do you mean?
Hand me one, I'll show you. They have nice leather soles. Makes it easy to slide across the pedals. The heel is higher, and that enables you to play two notes at once without hitting the note in between.
I see. Isn't that interesting? So this could hit one of the pedals, and this could hit another.
Right, and the other one fits right in there.
Whenever you're feeling sad, do you ever play the organ?
Oh, sure. It helps to release some emotions. Sometimes you sit and think.
What kind of thing would you play? What about when you're feeling very happy? Is there something happy you might play with that?
Something rhythmic, lively.
Is that Bach?
Yes. Oh, sure is.
Glorious. What about if you were feeling angry? Is there something that you might play on the organ?
Sure,
would help with
something
that
to release a lot of energy.
Takes plenty of energy to play that. What was that you were playing when I first came in?
Well, that was a piece by Charles-Marie Vidor, a French composer. It was the first movement to his sixth symphony for organ.
Could I hear some more of that?
Sure. I'll play the last part.
Just makes the music fill your whole self.
It's a grand sound.
It is a grand sound. Oh, you love to play, don't you?
I sure do.
Oh, that's obvious. Now, do you have a lot more to prepare today here at the organ?
Actually, I'm preparing for a concert where I'll be playing the piano, and I need to practice.
Oh, the piano?
Yes.
You're going to be playing yourself?
No, I'm playing with two friends, a flutist and a clarinetist.
Uh-huh. Is the piano in this building?
Sure, it's in the next room. Would you like to see it?
Sure. Here we go.
This is lovely here. Boy.
You really love the piano too, don't you?
Oh yeah, I've been playing since I was 4 years old.
4 years old.
Yes.
Well, what are you going to play with the people who play the clarinet and the flute?
I will be playing a piece called Tarantelle by Camille Saint-Saëns. Mm-hmm. Sounds something like this. And then the flute and the clarinet come in after that.
That should be fun.
Yeah, we'll be rehearsing later if you'd like to come. And we'll have on our full concert dress.
I'd enjoy that.
Good.
Thanks very much, Alan.
You're welcome.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I remember when Alan Morrison was just a tiny baby. Nobody knew that he would grow up to be a wonderful musician. But he loved music, and he practiced, and he worked hard. And now you see and hear what he can do. Right now, let's have some make-believe. Trolley. Our friends in make-believe haven't been concerned about shoes, but they have been thinking a lot about hats. King Friday has said that everybody should wear a three-cornered hat. And everybody except Lady Elaine seems to enjoy the idea. Well, let's think more about that now as the trolley goes into the tunnel and past the castle in the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hello, trolley. Yes. Ma'am Maggie, I didn't know it was raining.
It's not.
But you seem to be dressed for wet weather.
Well, it's pretty wet in a certain part of this neighborhood.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
We're doing our best to take care of it.
I'm so glad. I have a Food for the World meeting, and so I must take your leave.
Always good to see you, Queen Sarah.
Thank you, and I feel the same about you too, dear.
Thanks.
Farewell.
Now.
Mayor Maggie, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Is it raining in Westwood?
No, sire, it isn't.
But you seem to be wearing rain clothes.
It's very wet in one part of this neighborhood.
Oh, tap water problems?
In a way.
I trust Handyman Negri is working on it.
Oh, yes, he is.
You may call on my help if you need it.
That's very nice.
Even though I'm not a registered plumber, I do know about water and so forth.
King Friday, I have a question for you.
You may ask it, Mayor.
When are you going to give up the idea of everyone needing to wear a three-cornered hat?
When I get the report that everyone has complied with the rule.
But there's only one neighbor who is giving you any resistance.
My last word on the subject is that everyone must wear a three-cornered one. You may repeat my exact words.
Everyone must wear a three-cornered one.
Very good.
Everyone must wear a three-cornered one.
We wish you a good interval of time, Mayor Maggie.
I wish you the same, King Friday.
Yes. Farewell.
Everyone must wear a three-cornered one. Looks like you've been to the museum.
Every time I mentioned the words three-cornered hat, Lady Elaine squirted me with her hose.
I wish she'd just put one on for a minute. Then the king would relax the rule.
Well, it's a pretty silly rule as I see it.
Yes. I wish we never started this whole three-cornered thing.
Well, there is some hope with Lady Elaine, though.
What is it?
Her friend Betty Okanak Templeton is coming for a visit.
Maybe she can talk some sense into her.
We can hope.
Mayor Maggie speaking. Yes, I'll be there in about 5. Thanks. They need me back in Westwood. I'll have to leave this three-cornered situation to you.
Before you go, did the king have any final word on it?
The last word was everyone must wear a three-cornered one.
Okay, we'll do our best.
I'll hope to see you back in Westwood.
Where they have an understanding mayor.
And associate mayor.
Well, thanks. Oh, my.
And now, Aber.
Oh, hi, Henrietta. Hello, X.
Oh, hi there, neighbor Aber.
How are you both?
Meow, 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 so high.
Oh, yeah, the humidity does seem to be high.
What's going on?
Well, it's really very simple. Lady Elaine squirts her hose anytime she hears the words three-cornered hat.
Ah, so she still won't join the fun, huh?
No, not yet, but we're hoping she will.
Meow, 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 regards.
I will.
Yeah, mine too.
You know, I really like you two a lot.
Hey, we like you too, Mr. Aber.
Meow, meow, sure.
In the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me, you see. F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friends. You're special to me. You are my owl. And my pussycat friend, you are special.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
See you later, friends.
Okay. Special.
Yeah.
Anybody here? Seems pretty quiet. Just so long as nobody mentions a three-cornered hat.
I heard that. Here's a squirt.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
Why, hello, you all. Nobody told me it was going to be raining in this neighborhood. I'm really not dressed for rain. I am glad to see you all, though. Why do you have that hose, Laney? And why are you wearing that three-cornered hat, Aber? And why forevermore are you squirting that hose, Laney?
Because you said the words.
Well, I know I talk too much, but I was just asking about Aber's three-cornered hat. It must be the three-cornered hat that gets the water.
You're right.
That's right. Come on. I'll explain it all to you.
I'll be back in a minute, Laney. This all sounds so silly to me.
Okay, Betty, but no mention of you-know-what.
I think I know.
It all started with a couple of us wearing a... And then King Friday made a rule about everyone's needing to wear one.
Oh, that king and his rules.
And that Lady Elaine and her refusals.
Do you think I should talk with the king?
I do. And with Lady Elaine. You're her best friend, and I think you're going to be a big help to all of us.
Help stop the squirts, you mean?
Yes. And the diplomatic impasse.
Oh, there's the trolley. It always gives me such a good feeling to see that trolley. You're doing a fine job, trolley. Yes, you do. I'm sure you do, trolley. Yes, I'm sure you do. But we'll talk again someday. Bye-bye.
Lady Elaine should never squirt water on people like that, should she? Nobody should. How do you think her friend Betty Okanak Templeton will be able to help? We'll think more about that next time. Right now, the fish needs some food. There you are, fish. You're hungry. I need to clean up the shoes. The bag, you go. I'll just put the other bag right in this one. And Alan's picture. All in the bag. I was just thinking, I wonder if King Friday and Lady Elaine sometimes just get jealous of each other or something. If they'd just talk about how they feel instead of acting silly, everyone would be a lot happier. Well, you and I know that we don't have to act like they do. No, we don't. And that can give us a very good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. It's always good to be with you. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.